Please welcome First Up's head of community and our illustrious host, Chuck Goes.
Yes. Communicators, HR pros, and IT leaders, welcome to Attune Customer Day. Yes. So when people asked me what I was most excited about with Attune, it was this. It was getting our customers back together for the first time in 3 years. And it's been a long 3 years, and for some, a very painful 3 years. But I'm just one of hundreds of First Up employees who spend each and every day making your experience a great experience out there. You're going to get a message throughout this all about gratitude. And that's going to be a soundtrack for me throughout this event. And that's a little tip of the cap to our keynote tomorrow morning. But we should all be expressing gratitude. This is a great chance for us to be back together with each other after being apart for so long. And by the way, y'all are way better in 3D than flat Zoom screens. So anyway, thank you for that. Before we get into the session today, I did want to ask three favors of you. One of them is, we want the world to hear about Attune, and you can be a part of that. So whether it's LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, whatever your preferred network is, hashtag Attune22, share what you're doing, what you're seeing, photos, videos, whatever it might be. Maybe you are meeting your account manager for the first time, or your CSM for the first time. I saw so many hugs and handshakes this morning. Take those photos, share those with everyone. Or maybe it's just the first time in 3 years that you've been able to spend time with them. But celebrate those. So that's favor number one. Favor number two, if social media is not your thing, all of you have been invited into an exclusive topic inside community that's available only to Attune attendees. So it's Attune Live is this topic. And you can there and post your ahas, your takeaways, your biggest learning, some of those same photos and videos. And that's going to be a great way for us to curate your content coming in. If you don't know how to get into community, you know someone who can help you get in there, or any First Up employee can help you do that. So that's favor number two. Favor number three is the most important one. And that's that you have invested a lot of time and treasure being here today. You've taken time off work, you've traveled in. Also, First Up has invested a lot of time and treasure in this. The planning has been a year in advance. The prep has been months. We've been practicing for weeks. We rehearsed for a day yesterday. So a lot of people put time and attention to this, including yourselves. So be present. I know it's easy to get sucked down in the meetings. It's easy to get pulled into calls. A lot of those are unnecessary. We can cancel those. We can push those out. I get there might be some mandatory ones. But do your best to be present and be here. Put the laptops away if you can. Put your out-of-office message out there. And just participate and be here with us. So those are my three favors for you. Now, when we said we were going to be here at Palmer House for Attune, this is a very special place to me. And if anybody wants to catch me for drinks later, I'll share a few stories about it. But it's such an iconic building. And we were here, I was like, how cool would it be if we could have Hilton do our customer kickoff and do the customer keynote? And all it took was asking. So I asked Hilton, would you be a part of this event with us? Absolutely, they would do that with us. They have such a phenomenal story. We've got corporate representatives, we've got local leaders, we've got on-site leaders that are here to be a part of this conversation. So to kick things off, I wanna welcome Scott Johnson, Senior Manager of Internal Comms for Hilton.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Get things moving here. So we've talked about this before. I'm a massive fan of Hilton. My colleagues who traveled with me know that I'm a big fan of Hilton because I go out of my way to stay at them. My family even accuses me of having princess status with Hilton.
Right.
But every time I talk with a Hilton communicator, I learn something new each time. So talk with us about your role, your team, and what you're tasked with every day.
Sure. Well, good morning, everyone, and thank you for allowing Hilton to share a little bit of our customer journey. I did want to go back. How do I earn illustrious to my introduction?
Like you got to pay the people up there.
Got it. Okay, perfect. So I'm a senior manager in internal communications, and what I'm responsible for is our team member channels. So obviously that includes First Up, our governance. So the rules of the road, the standards we're putting behind how we send information, the frequency, consistency, and then analytics. So we're constantly looking at data or measuring to look at what's working and what we need to amplify and what we need to tone down a bit. Just to give you a little background on the Hilton footprint, most of you are probably familiar, we know Chuck is. 18 brands, 122 countries, 1.1 million rooms. Those brands range from properties like this beautiful hotel here with 500 to 600 team members, 1,600 rooms, to something like a Hampton Inn with 22 employees. 65% of our footprint or our properties of the 7,000 hotels are franchised, so they wear the name tag, but they're working for a management company. The other 35% is managed. So it just gives you a little backdrop of our audience, our team members, and how we engage with them.
And when we talked about this conversation, Scott was like, yeah, I don't know if I want to get into the weeds. And I was like, these are the weed people.
Right.
But then I realized that sounded strange. But but this is a crew that appreciates being in the weeds because you live in it every single day. So you talked about that complexity, 18 brands, 7,000 properties, all these team members spread all over the world. How do you manage that content through the platform to make sure that, as we talk about, people get that global, local, me feel inside the platform?
Yeah, so just a little history, and I know everyone has probably a complex journey that they've gone on with First Up, but we in 2020 had one program, 50,000 team members on the app. 2021, we expanded that to 19 programs, so 18 brands in the enterprise content. We were at 75,000 team members. Here as we sit today, we're at 155,000 team members and averaging 12% engagement. So that may not seem like a massive footprint, but it is complex with the programs. But what First Up has allowed us to do is, and Chuck hears me use this term, but this COPE, so create once, publish everywhere. If a managed team member needs to see it, we can click here and it goes out to a specific subset of brands. If everyone needs to see it, if it's HR, if it's Americas, we can segment it globally. So that's been a real advantage for us in managing that content and getting it to our right team members at the right time, in the right place.
Absolutely. No, it's phenomenal. It's a phenomenal story. In the video that was we could show later, there's Hilton was recognized as a great place to work. And that's been in place now for 7 years.
Yep.
That does not happen by accident, that an organization gets that recognition time and time and time and time again. How has the platform and how has First Up helped you amplify the culture?
So the founding purpose of Hilton is to fill the earth with the light and warmth of hospitality. And that starts with our team members, employees. How do we promote our culture? How do we onboard into that culture of what we're doing? And the mission is creating friendly and reliable stays, creating exceptional experiences. And so the two-way engagement that First Up has provided us, or that platform, to keep growing that, and by growing it, I mean organic adoption. It's not something we've forced, it's not something we've placed or mandated, it's something that's grown organically throughout the organization. Again, going back to the way we're able to publish, to reach out to every team member where they are in that managed and franchise setting, it's allowed us to amplify the culture where we need to do it.
And how do you see employees then embracing that culture that's shown inside the platform?
Well, I think some of the best examples, and I think we might have a few here in a minute, but is them creating their own type of content. So over 72% of our content on First Up is user-generated content, and we want to continue to grow that number. We don't want to keep broadcasting our megaphone. We want the users, because that's where really the secret recipe is. What's happening on property, sharing stories, and we're going to hear some of them in a few minutes, but hearing what's happening on property, and that helps us adjust our best practices and what we're doing at properties.
Yep. That's awesome. So this is one of those stories.
Yep.
Which is an amazing story. Someone might have heard about this in the news, but talk about what happened here.
Yeah, so there's a guest that for several years, I don't know if everyone's familiar with this, but when you check in or make a when you make a reservation at a hotel, there's a box that says any additional requests. This guest for several years had always said, could I please have a framed photo of Brendan Fraser from the movie The Mummy? Now, I've been asking for Tom Hanks from Forrest Gump. I gave up after two or three tries. But to the credit of the DoubleTree in Phoenix, he, after several years, checks in. And lo and behold, he gets to his room, and there's the framed photo. So a really simple gesture, something easy to do, that took it from transactional to personal. And this is creating an exceptional guest experience in a very easy way. Now, what we did internally, that really developed in external communications, but we brought it in internal, posted it on First Up, and that's where we really got the engagement. Not only recognizing what that property had done, but also we asked, please share your stories. What other exceptional experiences, what friendly and reliable stays, what are you doing? And that's where the floodgates open. You know, you have 50, 54% engagement on a post like this. But it's really giving us a way to celebrate what team members are doing, something as simple as and viral as this, and also finding other best practices.
Now, this is not a challenge to all of you to put Palmer House to some sort of task on this trip. Do it for a future trip. Maybe try it out to see if they're paying attention. But I think this is a great example of that comments aren't just comments. And when I was in an advisory role, some of you that worked with me on that, you probably heard me say this time and time again, comments are so much more than just that. So how does Hilton then value comments in other content other than Brendan Fraser framed photo stories?
Yeah, sure. So, and I was discussing this yesterday with someone else at First Up. I can't express enough how critical and valuable the comments have been. And in my past life, I've been with organizations that didn't have those comments on. It has been so valuable watching, one, because you have an open and authentic platform for dialogue with a massive team member audience and base, user base, and giving them that voice. And sure, sometimes you're not always going to hear the things you want to hear, but it knows that you're an authentic organization, you value that opinion. And more important, I shouldn't say more importantly, is equally important, we can find things. You know, if someone says online, someone's tripped over the carpet three times, we know there's a problem, there's a fold in the carpet, we need to fix it. But we find that in operations. Maybe it's around pet-friendly policies, maybe it's around check-in, different things that we can adjust and take that feedback, and maybe it has to be done in a specific market or a different area. But we've kept our finger on that pulse of those comments and reaching out to team members constantly to adjust the way we're doing business.
I think it's pretty remarkable how though it's become such an operational focus then of the platform. It's not just people saying good job, but it's actually using it to help run the business.
Exactly. Yeah, improve business performance.
Yep, absolutely. You know, when we think about those last 3 years that we've all been through, I think balance is something that a lot of us have struggled with. Professional lives, personal lives, social lives, how we balance the needs of everyone and plus ourselves. But when you think about the platform, how have you found that balance? How have you found the need for, yes, there are corporate messages and brand messages that need to come out, plus site information and brand information, plus then the user-generated content. How have you worked to find that?
Yeah, so when we came on today, I remember you mentioned it's been a long 3 years. You know, it's 3 years since the conference. So obviously in the hospitality industry, we came to a screeching halt. And now with travel back, which is fantastic, it's great to see a room and events happening all over the place, we've gone full throttle. So, and everyone's adjusting with this with supply chain issues. But and for us, as we ramp up all the programs, all the initiatives, everything is full speed. And you'll hear from others on the team and the property, it is just nonstop. So from my role and from communications and with the platform, I'll just share a couple things. One is we want to reach, engage, and inspire. That's what we want to do with team members, with our culture, with our programs, our initiatives, everything we do. What I wish I could take credit for, but it's my manager, is she put in an excellent editorial strategy, which is less is more, and I'll come back to that in a minute, data and nimble, and then team member first. So by less is more, we're controlling the frequency and the volume. We hear that all the time from properties. It's just too much information that's coming out. So we package that together. And I know that's easy said, hard to do, but I'll give you just a couple examples of that. October 21st will be International Chef Day. We also have massive food and beverage initiatives. So often we'll hear, oh, we need this to go out. This needs to go out the door. But going back to that third bullet that I just mentioned, which is team member first, we're starting all our engagement stories on First Up with the team member in mind, starting with that story. Mm-hmm. So we'll start with the International Chef Day, recognizing a chef at a property. And at the tail end of that, we'll add in, oh, by the way, here's some programs of what we're doing. But what I've seen over time and sticking to that is we've reduced the volume, we've increased the engagement, and we've met team members where they are. And we constantly look at that data and that measure component to look at what's working and what we need to amplify. The last thing I'll mention that has been working also very well is with the data, we're constantly recognizing through this high five program. So every quarter, we look at each brand mm-hmm. and find who's commenting the most, who's posting the most, and we recognize them. And that's starting to create more organic adoption or recognition throughout the program.
Now, those that have worked with me know I do not have a less is more philosophy when I work. And in fact, I am sometimes believing in over-communicating at times. So how, in an execution standpoint, how does that play out with the less is more? Are you funneling things more into one spot instead of everybody doing their own thing?
We are. So, thank you. We use Airtable. A lot of others probably have tools to use that to complement the planning portion of First Up. But everything goes through there. And that gives us a quarterly planning. This week, we'll have our Q4 planning editorial session. We have about 12 team members that manage owner comms, exec comms, team member comms. We all get together collectively with our heads and have a lot of bargaining around, okay, this is going, this isn't going. And there's some tough conversations. But we find creative ways to package the content together. And that's where I've seen the most measurable impact with engagement.
Now, I'll ask you a personal question about finding the balance. You're a remote employee. Mm-hmm. How have you found the balance personally as a communicator? Because a lot of communicators before the pandemic, it was like everybody's going to be on site. Everybody's got to be at a headquarters. And now people are sort of scattered around. Some people, I was meeting out in the lobby earlier, said they're meeting their teams for the first time in person. So how have you, Scott, found your balance as a communicator?
Well, isn't it great when you ask about that? It's like every time, I don't know if everyone else has experienced, I usually get, oh, you're taller than I expected. And when I saw Chuck, I was like, oh, darn, I'm not taller than Chuck. So I'm losing a battle on that one a lot. But I think, personally, I think having the right tools in place that have been enhanced and, whatever tools you're using, the pandemic helped accelerate that to become more widely accepted. But, and I'm gonna put my hospitality hat on, nothing beats meeting in person for events like this. So I think it's a combination, at least for me. And I'd love to hear this over the next few days, what everyone else does as well.
Yep, so yeah, Scott will be around for this week, but let's next bring up, again, we wanted to have a good transition between a corporate presence and the local presence and how this all gets managed in one platform. So now I'd like to introduce the man that stirs the drink here at Palmer House, the general manager, Dean Lane. Welcome, sir.
Glad to be here. I wanted to thank all of you on behalf of our 650 team members. I would like to welcome Atun to the Palmer House. I'd be remiss if I didn't give you a quick history lesson. The hotel was initially built in 1871 by Potter Palmer as a wedding gift to his lovely bride, Bertha Palmer.
That is quite the gift. I did not do that.
And then something significant happened. 13 days later, after opening the hotel, the Great Chicago Fire occurred, and it perished in the fire. Undeterred, Potter Palmer went to St. Louis and secured the largest real estate loan of its time and rebuilt the second Palmer House in 1873, and we've been continuously operating ever since.
Yeah. No, thank you for that. Absolutely. So I mentioned this, Scott. I pretend to be a hotel expert, but obviously I have no idea how to run a large hotel like this. But a lot of these communicators here and HR and IT people work with site leaders like yourself. So talk about what are some of those unique challenges of being the GM of the Palmer House?
Well, we have 650 team members. On a daily basis, there's over 17 languages spoken routinely. So there's a lot of diversity in our hotel, which is our greatest strength. Then there's the coordination of the 17 individual operating departments. And my job is to make sure that everybody is focused on the same thing. At the end of the day, it's our guest. And sometimes there can be some curveballs thrown at us. There's some things that can take us away from our core values, which is focusing on the guests. And my job is to keep reinforcing the importance of the focus on the guest and the experience.
Yeah, I know you're really dialed in on this because we were rehearsing yesterday. I heard you talking to an employee about getting the candelabras dusted in the lobby there. So I can see you're pretty focused in on things. But you know, the Palmer House was suspended operations during the pandemic, like a lot of hotels did during that time. Being this site leader, how did it feel to open your doors? Again, talk about that.
Oh my, it was unbelievably emotional. The hotel was suspended for 14 months. So we had a core staff here of really engineers and our sales team and a few marketing folks. And what we tried to do is stay in touch with all of our customers, our team members, because we had to furlough over 800 people, which was probably the most difficult thing I've ever done in my career. Then on the flip side, when we were able to open up the hotel, it was probably the most gratifying, emotional day of my career, welcoming all of our team members back. And then the very first guest that checked in, I had my fingers crossed because I saw him walking to the elevator. And I was just hoping, does the TV work? Do the lamps work? Is the elevator working? All of the things that behind the scenes that you shouldn't have to worry about when you check into a hotel. And we were very, very fortunate and blessed that over 80% of the individuals that we furloughed returned back. So there was still that 20% that have never worked at the Palmer House that we had to ramp up very quickly. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that were two mission critical items were training and communication.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, coming out of the pandemic, and thankfully we're all here for this event, what does it mean, again, as that leader to have a platform like this in place that allow you to communicate with your employees, them to share stuff with you, but also learn from others? What does that mean for you?
An amazing tool. To give you an idea, it's such an incredible, powerful tool in the sense that you heard me talk about all the different languages spoken. An individual can access the First Up and see what's going on in a hotel in their home country. Then we're able to share some of the major events that we have in the hotel that you'll hear later from our director of training. We just had a service award ceremony, and we had an individual that took a 30-year pin, 25-year pin. We had an individual pre-pandemic that began his career at the Palmer House in 1959. So we're able to socialize that information so everybody has access to it. It's just an amazing tool.
We'll say, I think it blew me away yesterday when you mentioned the 17 departments, but then the 17 different languages, an employee base of 650 people. I think we think about complexity at the corporate level, but sometimes I think we forget about sometimes that unique social complexity that would exist at a site like Palmer House.
And Scott talked about the macro side of what we're doing in over 117 countries worldwide. But here locally, at the hotel level, it really is a kaleidoscope of what's going on in our company because there's emerging technology. A team member can see what's happening at a hotel in Malaysia and then maybe come to me and say, I see they're really doing something really cool. The chef's doing something really cool. How do we tap into that? Mm-hmm. And so it's a really powerful messaging to our team members.
That's awesome. Well, thank you, Dean, for joining us up on stage.
Thank you.
So now we're going to bring in more local and invite two of the Palmer House employees, Catherine Fancher and Gerardo Mahano. Come on up. This is not their normal routine. You don't seek the stage for stuff like this. You do not, no. So thank you for coming up here and doing this with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
What we want to talk about with the two of you, because you're again more on the operation side of the hotel and users of the platform, share with us your job and how the platform helps you do your job.
So I am over communications. I am the one behind internet throughout the hotel, all communicational tools. But the best part of this is that it allows me to give this tool and share it with the team members that I am overseeing day to day, which would be the operators that some of you may speak with. They love the fact that this is a tool that they can see other hotels around the world, mm-hmm. that they're not by themselves coming off a pandemic, mm-hmm. and they're able to communicate with other people on that same level. That's the great part of it.
And you had mentioned too yesterday that you're not the biggest fan of social media.
I am not.
But this gives you a bit of that safe feel yeah. of knowing what's going on and seeing
because
culture
it's
of the organization.
It's a closed platform that I can just hear from another general manager, HR, speak to them on the things that I may need mm-hmm. outside of this hotel. And it just, it really opens it up. And I love that.
Yeah.
I am not a fan of social media. Sorry.
Now, I want to tell a quick story. So Gerardo and I met when we did a site visit. And we met Dean there at the same time. And as soon as Gerardo realized who we were, he immediately opened his phone, pulled out a paper, and was like, here's what we do. So Gerardo, talk with us about how First Up helps you in your role.
Of course. I am the director of training, and I welcome the employees when they start with us. So it's a great opportunity for me to introduce them to First Up, since this is a great way to engage with them. And they love to find out what's happening in other hotels and what's happening in our own hotel. And as you can see, some of the pictures we have posted, for example, the playing pool. This is for a charity that we do this every year. And we have also, for example, when we won the softball championship. Yes, Palmer House. Yeah. And so there's a series of events that we don't want to miss. And in the hotel, talking about complexity, you know, it's not only one shift. We have the second shift and the third shift.
Right.
So people in different shifts want to see what's happening in the other shifts. So this is a great way to share those experiences.
The hotel seems particularly proud of this softball championship.
We are.
Because you mentioned that before it would take a little while to get the news out about stuff. But you're like, as soon as that gets posted, people know about it.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. And talk about the service awards in this 40 years.
Oh, yeah. The service award is something we do every year. And our employees are really, really proud to receive here their service pin. We call this the service pin awards. So with employees with 5, 10, 15, up to 40 years this year. And it was really amazing to see everyone getting ready for the pictures. And then those who were unable to go to the event, they were able to see their colleagues and their peers on the social media on First Up.
Yep. So then talk about, too, what are the things you hear from the people that you work with? The people that maybe aren't on it every day, maybe not creating content every day, but what's their response to having access to this type of content?
Very powerful. I heard Dean say that when I was backstage. That is one of the words. That's a great word to have that kind of power. Communication, we all need it. We all use it on different levels, different times of the day. But that is a powerful tool, and my team love it. Mm-hmm. They actually really do. They love it.
You're not just saying that.
No, I'm not.
I will add easy. It's yeah. easy to use. We Hilton created a QR code. So our employees on the first day, they just scan the QR code, enter the code that we have for them, and voila, that's it. They have access already to the different channels, to the different brands that we have. They can search, they can look for anything they want to, they are interested in.
Yep. Now, Scott, I'm gonna ask you a question. How does it feel sitting at corporate to hear this type of conversation happen about the platform?
Well, it's great, but what can we do better? That's what I always want to ask. I know, and we've talked about it since I've been here, things that we can, I think, improve upon. But I think just going back to the comments, I think Gerardo and Catherine would agree. You know, do you want to put a ServiceNow ticket in? I mean, you may have to, but like here's, you know, group think type of feedback that you can provide and learn from others in the market or hotels across the globe. So I think it's always wonderful to hear, you know, anecdotal and very specific feedback like today.
Absolutely. Well, Scott, Dean, Gerardo, and Catherine, thank you so much. We are going to get a round of applause for the four of them.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.